Thank you. wake up. The other day, a few months ago, I got on the subway and it was totally crowded and there was only one seat left. And I walked up to the guy who was blocking the way and I said, "Excuse me." And he moved and I sat down. I said, "Thanks." And he was drinking a cup of soup. And he looked at me and he said, "It's a nice day for soup." And I said, "Yeah." And I noticed that he had some soup on his chin and I pointed that out to him. And I think that made him a little upset. And then he looked at me again right in the eye and he said, "What are you thinking about?" So I looked him right in the eye and I said, "Reincarnation." And he was trying to get with me, so he said, "Yeah." I didn't really like the looks of him, you know, he had little tiny teeth and little tiny fingernails, and he was a big guy and he should have had bigger fingers. And so then I said, "You know, if you're not good in this life, you could be reborn as a giant bug trapped in a rock devoured by parasites." And he said, "Yeah." "What's your name?" And I said, "Vanessa." And I accidentally gave him my real name instead of my fake name that I give to creeps, which is Samantha. And I said, "You know, did you know that if you're not good in this life, you could be reborn in one of the 18 hells? There's not 8 hot hells, 8 burning hot hells, and 8 freezing cold hells, and then 2 ephemeral hells, and in the hot hells you'll be burned with giant poker stuck up your butt, and in the cold hells you'll have to drink ice and be stuck on ice pokers up your butt. And in the ephemeral hells, that's the worst. There's hillsides that are covered with, looks like green soft grass, but really it's razor blades, and every time you step on it, it cuts your foot, and then you pick up your foot and it heals, and then you have to step again and you can't go forward and you can't go backwards, you just keep climbing. And then you finally get over this hill and you're so thirsty and you look down and there's this beautiful stream flowing by and you bend down to drink from the stream and you discover it's filled with rotting corpses. Stop, and I went to get off and he said, "Can I get your number?" And I said, "No."